We've all heard a lot about death tolls in recent months. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Stacy Zavattaro, professor of public administration at the University of Central Florida, says people who work in this area are feeling the strain.
The work of death care never stops. Medical examiners and coroners work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, using science to help families find answers to a loved one's death. With the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020, their workload did not slow down. Deaths related to the virus itself were only part of the problem. According to my research, the suicide and overdose rates almost everywhere are up, more pandemics needing attention. One coroner in Washington State said they had 40 suicides in 2020, up from 20 in 2017. When I asked why, she said you, quote, can't dismiss COVID, unquote, because people are lonely, isolated, and lack community support. This is how the public health aspect of their roles comes into play. Figure out if there are patterns in death and sharing those to improve the lives of the living. That is how we got seatbelts. Another coroner in Ohio said not accurately tracking death-related data can hamper these public health aspects. In his jurisdiction, every overdose death is associated with a zip code, so public health officials can map problems and target interventions. But the medical examiner and coroner systems in the U.S. are strained, and have been for decades. According to one Department of Justice study in 2013, medical students are not choosing forensic pathology, leading to a nationwide medical examiner shortage still ongoing today, with approximately 500 forensic pathologists practicing for the entire country. With the new virus variants emerging, death care workers will be on the front line, just as healthcare workers. As one manager of a medical examiner facility in Minnesota said to me, people think healthcare stops at death, and it doesn't.
That was Stacy Zavattaro of the University of Central Florida. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.